ultimately, we're trying to build consensus here that can get us to the numbers and get us back to the work that we were all elected to do. So we'll continue along those lines. So thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You know, here in radio, we have a kind of a little cryptic statement. It's better to be lucky than good. Holy cow. Is this just, political brilliance we're seeing here, or is Jason Chaffetz perhaps one of the luckiest guys on the planet? Kirk Jowers and I were just speculating about that, and Kirk is staying on the line. But we also have Representative Mia Love, who is joining us from Washington, D.C. Okay, Mia, you and I have known each other for some time. You've got to be my eyes and ears. What the heck happened in this meeting?
I have no idea. I mean, we sat down, and within 5 minutes of starting the conference, the first speaker was McCarthy. He talked about how it was important that we unite, how he always said that he would put the conference first and that he would put the American people first. And he said, you know, I'm not the guy. And he just sat down. He had his whole family there with him, and everyone just said, I can't hear him. What did he say? I don't think people heard correctly, or they felt like they didn't hear correctly. So it was a shock. And at this point, at that point, the speaker got up. Speaker Boehner got up and said, we're going to postpone the speaker vote. So what happens now? I've heard, you know, maybe they have another conference and pick an interim speaker. Maybe we take some more time and figure out, you know, I've always thought we need to figure out the what before we figure out the who. Who knows what's going to happen at this point.
When it did dawn on people, when they finally realized that maybe what they thought they hadn't heard, they had actually heard, and that he had stepped down, was there a kind of a rumble through the room? What happened?
There was a rumble through the room. You had different people speaking in different areas. I've tried to kind of go in and just listen and offer my opinion of what I think we should do, certainly not panic or react. And I think that what Kevin McCarthy did was just step back and say, I'd rather come out of here with 247 votes than to come out with anything less. And, and frankly, just listen to the American people and said, maybe I'm not it. I love my job as a leader. I feel like I'm doing everything I can to help the conference and put the conference first. And so, I think it was a wise move on McCarthy's part. He may get back into it. Maybe he doesn't. But I don't even know when we're going to have a speaker vote. So I'll certainly keep you posted on that.
It is amazing. It truly is. Congresswoman Mia Love on the line with us. And Mia, I really do appreciate you kind of, letting us know.
I am your eyes and ears.
I appreciate that.
I'm happy to relay the information back. As soon as we find out, you'll be the first to know. And I'll keep you posted.
You know, it was so interesting. Just as Rob Bishop was getting ready to step out and walk into that, he was on the air with us, and we had painted various scenarios, and I was painting things. Could this happen? What if this happened? And this is the last thing he said.
Everything is possible.
Everything is possible. And apparently, Mia, you saw it with a front row seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything is possible. You can never predict. And that's what I've actually said when everybody said, what's going on? I talked to my staff this morning. They said, what's going to happen? I said, I've learned in this place that anything can change at any moment.
Yeah.
And here's evidence of that.
You have gone on record along with Congressman Stewart, and we assume that Congressman Chaffetz would vote for himself, supporting him for speaker. How greatly do you think the odds of that have increased in the last hour?
It depends on when we have a speaker vote. If we were to have a speaker vote today, then that would make sense. Because, trust me, out of the two, whether it's Daniel Webster or Jason Chaffetz, Daniel Webster, I am not supportive of at all. I just do not think that he's the one. Great guy. I just do not think that he's the leader. So out of the two, I believe that Jason Chaffetz certainly would have the best chance. That's if the speaker vote was held today. But then again, I'm not making any predictions because anything can happen at any time. So.
Well, it really can, and we saw that firsthand today. Mia, one final quick question. How, my mind is lagging, a little bit here, but how damaging do you think the Benghazi comment was? I mean, that left some of us a little breathless.
Well, I am very close, really good friends with Trey Gowdy, and it was really harmful because that comment that that committee was put together to have some transparency so that the American people would know what was going on and what happened to these Americans who were killed. So it was certainly not the best comment, and we've done, and he's apologized for it. But some great work was coming out of that committee and really being transparent, letting the American people know what actually happened. So I certainly hope that that committee continues to happen. I think that, you know, that was a problem. But when you have a person that goes out and speaks to the public, you know, sometimes you get some of these mistakes. Sometimes you get that. You'd rather have someone who's going to be able to get out and actually speak and apologize when they make a mistake than have someone who is going to be completely silent and not let the American people know what's going on.
Mia, I really do appreciate you joining us, and thank you for being our eyes and ears. You're the first of our delegation, the first person out of that meeting that described it to us. I appreciate it. And I'm on your speed dial, right?
Yes, that's right. That's okay. Right. You'll be the first to know, I promise.
Hey, thank you. Congresswoman Mia Love with us here at KSL News Radio. And as I mentioned, my friend Kirk Jowers has been kind enough to stay with us and help analyze what has been unfolding here, Kirk. And as the dust is beginning to settle, and you've heard the comments from Mia Love, I loved her description of what it was like inside that meeting. What's your takeaway at this point?
Well, I'm glad you got Representative Love. I actually had a long chat with her on Sunday evening about what could happen, and this was not
not on the radar.
Not one of them. So I think nobody knows what's going to happen. Representative Chaffetz certainly is in a good position, simply because he has put his hand up, and I think a lot of people feel like Representative Love that. If it comes down to Chaffetz versus Webster, it's no contest. Chaffetz is a much better leader. He's a chairman. He's exceptionally good at speaking on radio and TV and things like that. So he's ready. He could do the job. I don't think most people think Webster could. The question now is in this vacuum. If other people will put their hand up, Paul Ryan would be a slam dunk. I think Representative Chaffetz and others would simply defer to him. Ryan, true to form, has already said, I have no interest in that job. I'm not going to take it. He's got the job he wants. I think that's actually honest instead of, great posturing. On the other hand, it may be honest and it may be that the House is in such disarray that they may really prevail upon him to do it, at least on an interim basis.
That happens every now and then. You know, there are a lot of skeptics out there, and rightfully so. But every now and then, a person who really genuinely is not necessarily, lobbying for or even desiring will, out of, what they think is good for the party, good for the country or whatever, will step up even a little reluctantly.
I think that's right. And this, more than almost any other time I can think of, is a real crisis for the Republican Party. You certainly have a lot of distrust between the establishment and the more conservative wings. We saw that, of course. That's what caused this with McCarthy. Unless there's one other theory on the whole McCarthy thing we can talk about briefly, but that these warring factions are just essentially ungovernable right now.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that other philosophy and thought. Now, Kirk, I know you've got a day job, but could you hang in with us for a few more minutes? I appreciate you kind of helping me walk through all this.
Absolutely. I may need a note from you, but I think I'll be fine.
I'll get a note to your boss. We'll arrange that. Yeah, and we can get notes from pretty on high here, as you well know.
I know. It will be convincing. I have no problem if you're willing to do that.
Yeah, we can go way up here at KSL. It is 11:32. Kirk Jowers joining us. We talked with Congresswoman Mia Love just a few moments ago. We're going to talk with the Chief of Staff from Mike Lee's office. Boyd Matheson will be joining us, and we'll kind of get the Senate, their point of view of what unfolded in the rather interesting House earlier today. We have our Cleon Wall, who is standing by in the KSL 24-hour News Center with our